It's been a while. It's been a while. But I'm coming.
You're listening to Sparking Spiritual Growth. Welcome.
I never thought I would fall in love.
This is the podcast that builds a Christian faith through looking at lessons from the Bible and helping apply them in the real world. It's where the Bible intersects everyday life. In today's episode, we're looking at whether you have the mindset that's required to grow. Welcome back to Sparking Spiritual Growth. I'm Jason Sparks. I'm really excited that you're here with me today. We're talking about something that I love to talk about, that is mindset. And the reason I love it so much is because once we have a mindset that's good and appropriate, growth is going to be a lot easier for us. Now, it's never easy, but it's going to be improved. So we're going to look at what mindset means, and I have four questions to ask that will help you determine what your mindset is, if you have an appropriate one or not. A mindset is a holistic look at the way that you see reality. So it can change. Your mindset can change, and you can adapt it. You can modify it. You can completely revolutionize it. It takes time and it takes effort, but you can do that. It's very important for us to make sure we see reality the way it should be seen, and that's what growth is all about. So if we want to grow, we're going to have the right mindset to make sure we can grow. It's very important for us. In fact, it was Ford who said, whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're correct. Now, that's not just saying that we need to be positive. Positivity can be an attitude that we can just choose to put on now and then. But really underneath that, if your mindset is not really a positive one, putting on a positive image or a positive attitude for the moment doesn't really help us, because we have, if you have a positive attitude, you put on a smiley face for 30 minutes out of the day or 3 hours out of the day, you still got a lot more of that day that you're not wearing that mask. And those things that are in that part of your life can also affect the things that you're trying to accomplish when you're wearing the mask. So mindset is bigger than attitude. And actually, attitudes can be changed and adjusted. We can even fake an attitude. It's really difficult to fake a mindset, though. But once your mindset is set correctly and it's going in the right direction, none of us are perfect at it, then your attitudes are going to spring from that. Whenever I was first married, I was amazed that my wife could wake up happy. I couldn't understand that. It made no sense to me, because when I woke up, I was groggy, I was irritable, I didn't want anyone to speak to me for a long time. And I just thought that's the way it had to be. But she would wake up excited for life, and she's not even a morning person. This really made me struggle, and it made me think about, okay, what in the world's going on here? Why is it she can wake up happy and I wake up miserable? Well, a lot of that was mindset. She had that mindset all the time. That was part of who she was, and mine was pretty much coming out too. My attitude was coming out in the mornings, because that's the way I viewed reality, and I didn't even realize it. But we can change that. And the gospel is great at changing mindsets, and it can happen very quickly. But to make the proper change that's going to be a change that's lifelong, we're going to continue to work on it and to develop it. So here are some questions that I'm going to ask you. And if you're honest with yourself, you'll be able to tell whether or not you have the mindset for growth. The first question is, do you believe that you can increase your skill levels? Now, when we think about growth, we need to think about the fact that growth is not a nebulous idea. And we're talking about spiritual things. Obviously, those are not concrete. They're very nebulous. But the issue is not the things that we're trying to change. The issue is whether or not we can increase skills. Growth itself is not a nebulous idea in a sense. We might have, difficulty quantifying some particular quality, but that doesn't mean that we can't recognize it or break it down in component parts. And that's the first step in growth, is to break it down into its parts and work on those parts, increase our skills. So do you believe that you can increase your skill level? For example, we can't really quantify patience. I mean, how do you actually measure that? We will in another episode talk about, attempts to measure it. And there are ways that you can have a little bit of a rough idea at least. But just because we can't quantify it, that doesn't mean that we can't identify those qualities that compose it, right? So we can break it down into smaller things. How do you break down patience? Well, we can look at the qualities of patience and improve those qualities. And when we improve those qualities, we're automatically going to improve patience. So we might find when we look at patience that we're missing a very important quality. And when we see that quality that we're missing and we work on it, especially if we don't have any of it at first, then we can actually see some growth that's quick. And it can be, we can grow leaps and bounds. This happens from time to time when somebody's maybe newly converted or they finally start getting serious about growth, they'll see that they're growing by leaps and bounds in different areas. And we may look at them, how do you grow that fast? And of course, we want to be happy for them. But the reason they can grow so quickly is because they're places that are lacking so much, and just adding something in that they were missing before, you can see that that would be a great benefit, a big boom for them. So for example, if a particular fruit of the Spirit is made up of three parts and you're missing one completely, when you add that third part in, you're going to have an increase pretty quick of, what, 30%? Depends on how much you can say is going to be added in, but that's a good jump. And so our ability to break down these attributes that we're trying to develop in our lives, this fruit that we're trying to grow, and of course it comes through God and His Word, we break those parts into component parts, and we break those again too until we find something of the level of skills. When we find a skill that's involved, we can grow because we can increase our skill levels. You must believe that. It doesn't matter what skill is involved. You always can increase a skill level. For example, let's look at patience, which I mentioned before. If you break it into component parts, you're going to see several. You're going to see meekness, humility, focus, desire, priorities, acceptance, and probably a lot more. And if you develop those parts of patience that you can identify, you will improve patience. It's going to be automatic. And of course, there's more. Those things that you broke patience down into can usually be broken into other parts as well, and until you get something that is a skill. So you keep breaking those down until you find a skill level. So in essence, patience is a skill, but if you want to increase it, you need to understand its component parts. And those parts are the true skills that are involved in it. For example, focus is a skill that can be learned through training. You can train yourself to be focused. You can train yourself to be single-minded. And if you're going to be patient, you're going to have that kind of single-mindedness, that focus. Now, when I talk about patience, I'm not just talking about avoiding being irritable. I'm talking about enduring a particular situation that you're in, that you find yourself having to endure something. You're going to have focus to do that. And focus is a skill that you can develop. So if you can develop focus, you also can develop patience, because it'll be automatic. If you will increase your focus, you will increase your patience, without a doubt. That is a trainable skill. Understanding your role in life is also a trainable skill, and that's foundational to meekness. Humility can also be broken into parts, and that can be trained. So we can have skills, and those skills can be trained, and if you can train a skill, you can change your life. Okay, the second question that you could ask is, do you believe that you can increase your effectiveness? Now, we know that a skill and effectiveness are very different, but they're similar, right? So as you increase a skill, you're going to have to increase its effectiveness. That's how you increase the skill, and it'll be automatic. As you develop your ability to focus, for example, you'll be more efficient at focusing. So if you can develop a skill, that means that you also can develop, you can increase your effectiveness. That's a great thing to consider. And as you look at the idea of growth, what seems to be intimidating, if you look at it from this perspective, it's not going to be as intimidating anymore, because you certainly can be more effective than you are now. How can you be more effective? By increasing your skill levels, of course. So that's the second question. But really, do you actually believe that you can be more effective than you are now? Do you believe that you can be more effective? Because if you don't believe that, then you're not even going to put forth the effort to try to change. And the good news is, more effectiveness is actually one definition for what growth is. I'm more effective now. I have grown in that skill, or I've grown in that ability. You know, like I said before, I really appreciate you being a part of this podcast. I would love to hear from you. Please email me, jason@sparkingspiritualgrowth.org. You also can go to my website, sparkingspiritualgrowth.org. There are blog posts there. There are other things that are there. I'm adding things all the time. I'd appreciate you stopping by and saying hello, sending me an email. Let me know that you're there and listening. And of course, if you have prayer requests, anything I can do for you, please, I'm here for you. I want to help. So go ahead and contact me, jason@sparkingspiritualgrowth.org, and let me know that you're here. So now for the third question that will help us determine whether or not we're actually going to grow. Do you believe that you can do more than you're currently doing? Now, this one is really a difficult one, I think, because in theory, we can all probably say, yeah, I guess I could do more, but then we look around and we go, how could I possibly do more than I am now? Now, that's for a lot of us. For some of us, we may have life maybe balanced really well. We may not be as busy, but I think for the most part, most of us in this country, at least, we almost pride ourselves in being so busy, trying to accomplish so many things. It might even sound counterproductive to ask the question whether or not you can do more than you're currently doing. But if you're going to increase in your ability to do anything, if you're going to have more patience or kindness or goodness, any of the fruit of the Spirit, if you're going to grow spiritually, you're going to have to be capable of doing more, of accomplishing more. And this one really strikes me with the idea of love, because I want to love others more. I want to glorify God by showing more love to other people, but it's very difficult for me sometimes to see or to think that I can actually do more. How can I do more? Because love is not just a feeling that I have. How can I increase my ability to do more? And the only thing I would say about this is we have to learn, this is actually a skill, which can be increased, by the way, because it's a skill. This is not about working harder or even working longer. It's about working smarter. And working smarter is a skill. And we can improve our skills. And we can become more effective at our skills. And we can become more effective then at doing things in smarter ways, right? So you can increase your effectiveness by increasing your ability to do more. In fact, that's what the definition of effectiveness is. If you increase effectiveness, you actually improve automatically your ability to do more than you're currently doing. So if you grow in patience, guess what? You have now the ability to grow even more in patience. If you increase your love, you have the ability to love even more now because you've increased that. And that's what it's about. But this gets to a point where we might even start thinking, I don't know if I really want to grow in those areas. I think we need to address this because this is one of those fears that come about where we may even sabotage ourselves a little bit, and we wouldn't necessarily say the words out loud, and we may not even think it, but it could be part of our mindset. We might start thinking, but if I increase, then I'm going to have even more to do, and how am I going to grow except by adding even more? And we see how that is going to keep growing, right? And although we all want to grow, I believe you're listening to this because you want to grow, we also recognize that there seems to be a limit to how much we can grow, and we're afraid that we've reached that limit. This is the way it works with love. We may be afraid that we're going to reach our limit, and then what are we going to do? We can't possibly do any more, and I'm going to feel bad if I get to the point where I can't grow anymore. And I look around and say, oh, I wish I could love people more. First of all, it's idiotic to think that. And the reason it's idiotic, I don't mean to insult anyone by that, but the reason it's idiotic is because that implies that we can't improve our skills, because we can improve our skills. There's no limit to how much we can improve our skills. Society teaches us that constantly, right? That really brings us to the next question. And this is the fourth question. And this is probably the most difficult one. Do you believe that capacity is a state of mind? Now, if we agree with the previous three ideas, then we have to admit that capacity really is, to some degree, a state of mind. What does that mean? It means that my capacity right now is only limited by my effectiveness. My effectiveness is only limited by my ability to increase that effectiveness, right? My ability to increase effectiveness is only limited by my skills. So the level of my skills, the level of that I can use my skills, whatever level that is of maturity, that's what's limiting me in being able to do things. So if that's the case and skills can be improved, then I have to admit that capacity is simply a state of mind. That is, I've chosen. Now, this is where it kind of stings for me. To some degree, I have chosen the level of which I am now at. If I am not at a place where I feel like I want to be, in other words, I want to be more, I've already chosen to limit myself to where I am now. If I hadn't chosen to limit myself to where I am now, I wouldn't be where I am now. I would be greater than what I am, than what I am right now. Do you see that? Because capacity is a state of mind. My ability to love is a state of mind. And I've got to learn to overcome that. How do I overcome that? I add skills. I develop my skills. And as I develop those skills, I learn to do it even more effectively. I only have so much time in the day, but I can love more and more each day. That's growth. I realize it's difficult for some people to accept. And I'll be honest, I see in my mind, I'm having all kinds of objections. That's natural. But there is no limit to what we can learn except our own desire to learn it. Of course, time is a factor. I can hear some of you already saying that because my brain's saying that too. Hey, you only can do so much time. But listen to this. The ability to absorb information, that's also a skill. So if you have a limit to how much you can absorb, that limit can actually be increased by developing your skills of increasing. So capacity is a state of mind. Time is certainly a factor, but we are only limited by our state of mind. We are only limited by the limitations that we believe are limiting us. You can be more efficient at learning if you choose to. And ironically, it's going to take some time to learn how to be more efficient at learning. But the majority of the time it takes is simply the time that's required for us to overcome the fact that we're limiting our learning abilities by our mindset. We spend a lot of time convincing ourselves that we actually can learn the things that we're trying to learn. We can improve our skills and learn even more than we thought we could. Now, I admit that gets a little bit over the top pretty soon, right? You say, you know, Jason, there has to be a limit. And my brain says the same thing. But I don't know how else to see it. If we say that there's a limit, aren't we always stretching those limits? I mean, we say that all the time, that there's a limit. There's a limit physically to what we can do and what we can accomplish. But we're always breaking those limits, right? Because somebody decides they're going to do it and it gets done. There are all kinds of limits to learning, but people, it seems that people are learning as much or more now than they have in the past, and they're doing it sooner. How are they increasing that skill level? So in other words, if you think about it, we have people that studied all of their lives, like Einstein, and they came to a certain point of knowledge. It's not like he hasn't been surpassed. There are people that know a lot more than he knew. And they did it in as short a time period as what he had, or maybe even shorter. How's that possible? Because we're building on what previous knowledge our earlier generations learned, and we're adding to that. So that pocket of information keeps getting bigger and bigger, and yet we're still absorbing it. Now, I realize that there's some limits to that because we're not learning everything, every bit of every part, piece of knowledge. But you see what I'm saying? Our ability to learn is increasing over time, slowly, and we're believing we can learn more and more. But don't miss the point. Don't let your brain tell you, I have a limit to how much I can learn. You don't have a limit. The only limit that you really have are the limits that you believe you have. So if you will learn to have the mindset that says, I can learn a new skill, I can do this, then you're a whole lot more likely to do it. That's what come all the way back to what Ford said at the beginning. If you say you can't do it, or you say you can, you're right. Let's consider a couple verses that will actually help bring this out a little bit more. The first one is John 15 and verse 2. I'll read verses 1 and 2. He says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Do you catch that? God himself prunes us so that we can bear more fruit. Now, he didn't say that he prunes us once, so we bear fruit, you know, we bore fruit for a little while, and he pruned us, and now we've borne fruit again, and he's not going to prune us anymore because he's done. That's not the point at all. In fact, he says in verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you'll be my disciples. God wants you to bear more fruit than you're bearing right now. It's not that he says you're going to be lost if you don't bear more fruit. The point is that he will prune you. He will help you to bear that fruit. And that means you're limiting the amount of fruit that you're bearing. And God will help you get through that limit. But you really got to want to. You've got to really want that growth. Another one is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 23. Right after he quotes, or he gives us what we call the fruit of the Spirit, he says, against such there is no law. There are no limitations to what you can do. There's no limit to how much fruit of the Spirit you can have. There's no limit to how much love you can have, or patience, or any of those. And the reason for that is because God wants that in abundance. He wants you to have more and more and more of it. So we need to have the right mindset. You have the right mindset. Your state of mind is going to determine how much you grow. That state of mind is determined by the belief that you can actually do more than you're currently doing. If you believe you can do more, you can do more. You can grow. That belief is actually determined by whether or not you believe you can increase your effectiveness. Because if you will increase your effectiveness, you can actually do more than you're doing right now. And you can only increase your effectiveness if you increase your skills. And you can always increase your skills. You can always increase them. I can't imagine reaching a point where you can't increase skills anymore. It's always it's a never-ending journey. You can increase your skills from now on. So that's what I hope today you will get out of this. Don't limit yourself. Oh man, I'm preaching to the choir here, but don't limit yourself. Don't let yourself get into the mindset that says, I just can't do it anymore. I'm at my peak. I've learned all that I can learn. Pursue it with everything you've got. God will be there to help you through it. And why wouldn't you want this? I mean, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, godliness, gentleness, self-control. All these things are at our disposal. We can have as much of it as we want. That's called living the life. Why would we want anything less? Pursue it. Thank you for listening. I hope that I can be an encouragement to you. Please email me. Let me know. If you have any questions or comments, you can send email jason@sparkingspiritualgrowth.org. Visit the website, see what's there. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoy this, please share it with other people. Thank you so much again for joining me. We'll see you next time.